This is KUNC. When people call 911, it's not always for what you'd consider an emergency. Many times the callers are in some kind of bind and can't think of anyone else to call. But these calls require a full response. Think firefighters, big trucks, and police cars. And that can quickly outsize the problem. In Greeley, the fire department has an innovative solution, as KUNC's Michael DeJoanna reports.
At department headquarters in downtown Greeley, Squad 1 is about to deploy. They're making their way across the station to their truck. And though it's red, it's not a fire truck. It's more of an ambulance.
Watch that first step. It's a doozy.
The motor is already running because it's a cold day. I climb into the back and find a seat.
That chair is great for listening to what's coming in.
Today, I'm embedding with the department's most unusual team. Soon, we're on our way. And as we roll along a tree-lined street, I lean towards driver Darren Conradson.
Feels a little weird to be in a fire vehicle going on a call without the siren on.
Right, yes. We hardly ever use the siren.
In fact, Squad 1 has only used its lights and siren twice this year. That's because the crew are not firefighters. Conradson, for instance, is among a growing number of community paramedics who add preventative and public health care to the arsenal. He tells me about where we're going.
Just an elderly gentleman that lives at home by himself, doesn't have a whole lot of connections, people that check in on him. Healthcare is a big thing. He doesn't have any healthcare.
The other members of the crew include a crisis intervention counselor and experts at helping people navigate the world of benefits and social services. Paul Villa is 89. He's a former field and meat plant worker. Squad 1 has been to this small house before. Four times already this year.
What's up?
We thought we'd stop in. We were in the neighborhood. So we thought we would stop in and check in on you.
And while it may sound excessive for the fire department to check in on one person so often, the crew is working to get ahead of another problem. Frequent callers. Via has called 911 several times in the past. But some proactive steps could have prevented that.
So are you still good on your test strips?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, glucometer, good?
Mm-hmm. This is a very big change in culture and thought for the fire department.
That's Dale Lyman. In his 3 decades with the department, he's done every job, climbing the ladder to become its chief in 2016.
We're very traditional in how we do things, and this is...
What do you mean by that?
We like to send lots of people in big trucks to things.
But the problem with that, he says, is the department contends with a large number of 911 calls that simply aren't emergencies.
Something that you or I might call a friend for or a family member, you know, hey, I need a ride to pick up my prescription, or I need a ride to my doctor's appointment. They don't have that. So they get to a point where, well, I'll call 911 and you know, maybe... somebody can help me.
Since 2001, 911 call volume for the department has risen by more than 160%. Greeley's growing population is driving some of that, but so are other things.
The data, once we started looking at it, proved it. There is a segment of our population in our community that doesn't, I'll just say it, they don't have access to healthcare like you or I would.
The data also uncovered just how much impact frequent callers have on the system. In 2016, just 5 people were responsible for more than 200 911 calls. A homeless person and chronic alcohol abuser generated 86 calls and 86 trips to the emergency room. Another, with mental health problems, made 26 calls, requiring 20 trips to the ER.
It was insanity. We're sending this highly trained, expensive crew, fire apparatus, equipment for legitimate, big-scale problems just over and over again to these things that don't need that. But there's nobody else that's going to respond, so they respond and do what they can, and it was a vicious cycle.
When Squad 1 hit the streets in one of the department's old Chevy Suburbans in a pilot last year, the 911 calls didn't end. But those for frequent callers dropped significantly, especially when the team secured long-term services and or substance abuse help for them.
I'm glad you stopped by.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you.
Just outside of Paul Villa's house, the crew gauge where he's at and what they can do for him. Team member Meredith Munoz is also a coordinator with North Colorado Health Alliance and the Community Action Collaborative.
He's afraid to leave his home because he's afraid he will never come back.
Yeah.
So that has been one of the things about getting him into care is he's afraid if he goes and gets care, they're going to say, oh, you need to go to a nursing home or something.
And that's concerning to Jamie Clapp, a mental health therapist with North Range Behavioral Health.
I'm assessing his loneliness and if he's had contacts, because that can lead to a lot of physical problems. And we want to get him help and care, but we care about him. And we want to make sure that he doesn't lose contact with somebody.
Back at the department's headquarters, Chief Dale Lyman recalls one instance where a homeless man received counseling, resources, and found a job because of the interventions of Squad 1.
That's huge. You know, that's one less person that might be out on the streets or sleeping in the park because of a substance abuse problem, whatever the case may be.
He says the program is in step with the fire department's mission to prevent harm and be professional and compassionate. Even so, there are costs. Lyman carved out money for Squad 1 from a savings it created. That's because he doesn't have to send out his big engines to respond to as many 911 calls.
Less miles, less wear and tear, less fuel.
Nonprofits see the value too, helping to pay for the crew. And now, Squad 1 has more work than it can do on its current 40-hour-a-week schedule. The four-person crew has run 353 911 calls since the beginning of February. But the need is much higher, perhaps more than double. So the chief hopes to secure more funding to staff Squad 1 for more hours in the future. Greeley's isn't the only fire department trying this approach. Agencies in Colorado Springs, as well as in New Mexico and Arizona, have their own versions of Squad 1, and even more across the country are starting to explore this idea. Michael DeOanna, KUNC.